Sunday morning has arrived, and so you know what that means? It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Humphreys of Northampton, Massachusetts. I said, name a well-known U.S. city in four syllables. The first two syllables, with a letter inserted, will name an animal that might be found in the place named by the last syllable. What city is it? Well, the city is Kalamazoo. Stick an O inside the first two syllables, you get a koala, which can be found at a zoo.
Okay, so a lot of y'all got this right. Y'all knew what this one was. There were more than 1,700 correct entries, and Jen Swedish of Arlington, Virginia is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you.
So, Jen, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Believe it or not, this is my very first time playing. So it's been about a week.
Oh, my goodness. You got to go get that lottery ticket.
I know.
There are people at home just furious. Oh, my goodness.
They're shaking their fists at the radio right
yes.
now.
I listen every week. Just this is the first time I've actually entered.
So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I have three children who range in age from 4 to 11, so they keep me quite busy. I also really enjoy the New York Times crossword, so I do some puzzling on the side as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a mom of three as well with similar age range. So I know you're busy, and so then I know you can handle this puzzle. But I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Jen and Aisha, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials DH. For example, if I said batter who may substitute for a pitcher, you would say designated hitter. So here we go. Number one, the shape of DNA.
Double helix.
That is correct. Number two, a little-known contender who comes from behind to win.
A little-known contender.
Yeah, like in a race, like in a...
Oh, a dark horse.
A dark horse is it. A race ending in a tie.
Not a photo finish.
Yeah.
You know, you see, if there's two or more contenders and they end in a tie, you'd say they finished in a...
Dead heat.
Yeah.
Dead heat, is it? A large room where students gather to eat.
Dining hall.
That's it. A road with a median.
Double highway?
A highway is right. Like an interstate, what would you call that if it has a median? Traffic going one direction.
Oh, divided highway.
A divided highway is right. What you may turn in order to enter a room.
Doorknob. No, that's a door handle.
Door handle, is it? A person who works on a boat.
Deckhand.
That's it. A person who helps clean teeth and do fillings.
Dental hygienist.
That's it. Middle of an item sold at Dunkin'.
Oh, a donut hole.
A donut hole. Volcanic crater on Oahu.
Oh.
The D is the name of a gem.
Diamond Head.
Diamond Head, is it? Bruce Willis action film.
Die Hard.
That's it. How about a Clint Eastwood action film?
Oh, Dirty Harry.
Good. And here's your last one. Harry Potter and the blank. It's the last book in the Harry Potter series.
The Deathly Hallows.
You got
goodness.
It.
Oh, my goodness. You were really good. I didn't even have time to help. You didn't need no help. That was awesome. How do you feel?
Quite relieved.
Well, you did an excellent job. You know those DH double words. You know that. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jen, what member station do you listen to?
WAMU.
Oh, awesome. Me too. That's Jen Swedish of Arlington, Virginia. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it might be an easy one. We'll see. It's from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. Think of a mammal, an insect, and a bird, in that order, 6, 3, and 4 letters respectively. Say them out loud, and you'll name something often seen around this time of year. What is it? So again, a mammal, an insect, and a bird, in that order, 6, 3, and 4 letters respectively. Say them out loud, and you'll name something often seen around this time of year. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.